Hi, everyone. I hope you are all well. This is my reflection for Sunday, March 22nd, the fourth Sunday of Lent. So to begin, if you have the picture file open of the sermon pictures, you'll see a picture of a woman offering coins. To be invited or forced to commit everything we have to something is a pivotal moment. To offer our all is transformative. The next picture is a home where slaves lived. Jesus invites us to be filled with this agape love. A total dedication to this is what we're asked to do. If a people, a community, or a church truly lived the Christian ethics, no slave quarters or houses would be present in their lands. There's a group seeking to record pictures of slave houses. They feel that this is as important as the preservation of the history of the plantation houses, maybe even more. Why is this? These buildings are reminders of the dignity, the health, and the value that these persons had, and we can have, in the midst of harsh and sometimes withering circumstances. I think it's an important reminder that slaves can be more decent people than those who see others as property. Again and again, studies show that low-income people to be more generous, charitable, trusting, and helpful than people with more wealth. The biblical record says the same thing. The next picture is an interpretation of the widow's mite story. It's important for us to remember that Mark is not a biographical or historical record of Jesus. It is a theological record. And for Mark, Jesus is a worker of miracles rather than a teacher. So to transform, to bring about a miracle, requires banning the darkness and calling forth the light. And Jesus did this over and over again. The widow's coins represent that faith can't solely be lived out by ritual and church attendance. Our faith must be lived out in concrete acts. And Jesus' life shows this repeatedly. The next picture is care, written as many different possibilities. How will you attend? How will you be with? How will you care? How will you ban the darkness in your life? How will you call forth the light? You know, the next picture of adoption is important, not just as a word to win at the game of Scrabble. When God enters our life, bans the darkness from our soul, brings in the light, we are essentially adopted from the family of the people of an evil wind to the family of the people of the Holy Spirit. The life-giving wind of God. One night as a hospital chaplain, I attended the death of a prisoner. This prisoner was serving a life sentence. In the last 10 years of his life, he had lived in the infirmary because he had dementia. So for the last 10 years of this man's life, he talked with guards and fellow prisoners as if they were brother, friend, family, and neighbor. The guard who told me of the life of this prisoner spoke almost with a sort of reverence from a life of wrong, you know, for whatever put him in prison, to a life of care for others. Lift your woes to God this week and ask for healing. Do not judge others. They may well be redeemed before our hearts are. On this fourth Sunday of Lent, let us seek to commit everything and to purge the darkness from our lives. May God bless you this week. We love and miss you all. Amen.